Voters in Baltimore yesterday elected the city's first female mayor. Democrat Sheila Dixon will also become the first black woman to hold that office, making her part of a particular history. 40 years ago today, Carl Stokes became the first black man elected mayor of any major American city. He was the grandson of a slave, and he beat the grandson of a president. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, David C. Barnett reports on the election that changed American politics.
Carl Stokes looked a little weary as he stood in the pulpit of Cleveland's Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church in early November of 1967. For the past several months, Stokes had been stumping everywhere from church congregations to corporate boardrooms in his bid to become the first African-American mayor of a major U.S. city.
Now, I'm a little talked out now. I'm telling you, if there's one thing that they will have to say when they go to the polls on Tuesday, it is that he really talked to us enough about it, you know.
Journalist Mike Roberts says the contest between Stokes and his opponent Seth Taft attracted international attention.
I remember in a Danish television station interviewing me in a men's room to keep me away from a German television station, you know. So you had that. And the New York Times was in here in full force. All the national media was here. It was just an incredible time.
Like Chicago, Detroit, and a number of other northern industrial cities, Cleveland had become a magnet for black migrants from the South looking for work. The social needs of these newcomers, packed into urban ghettos, coupled with the voter registration drives of the civil rights movement, started to tilt the political scales. Campaign consultant Arnold Pinckney says the candidate knew how to work these new numbers.
He knew that if he could get 90% of the black vote, if he could get 15% of the white vote in the city of Cleveland, that he could become mayor. A lot of people didn't take the time to do that type of detailed mathematical calculation.
Stokes biographer Leonard Moore says the Cleveland plan quickly became the blueprint for getting black candidates elected.
There was this shift from protest to politics in about 65 or 66, and Stokes symbolized that. Yeah, we've been marching, we've been protesting, but the crown jewel is to get some degree of political power, because if you get political power and you control a city, then you control resources, you control jobs, and you can shape public policy.
Arnold Pinckney recalls that after the Stokes election in 1967, the campaigns of Tom Bradley in Los Angeles, Coleman Young in Detroit, and Maynard Jackson in Atlanta were among those who contacted him to help devise strategies for their own mayoral runs. Clearly, something big had started in Cleveland.
Now we have Obama running for president as a serious, serious candidate and is campaigning across the country, not so much as an African-American, but as a person just running for president. I don't think this would have ever occurred if not for Carl Stokes in Cleveland.
Journalist Mike Roberts says he's still amazed by what was achieved by the election of Carl Stokes.
Well, it was a breakthrough. It was a lot like, you know, Jackie Robinson. You know, here was a person that could come in, a black person, wins the job of running the city of Cleveland. It was remarkable.
And there have been few elections since that haven't been affected in some way by Carl Stokes' victory in Cleveland 40 years ago today. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.